But right now, with the Cowboys playing in the Hall of Fame game this evening against the Cardinals in Canton, Ohio, and Jerry Jones going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he'll be inducted on Saturday. We've already talked to Charlotte, his daughter. We thought we'd talk to his grandson, Spalding, who we talk to from time to time. Maybe you've seen him on the sidelines at a Cowboys game or hanging out at training camp or the Star. Good morning, Spalding.
Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, is ready to address his subject, musers.
All right, well, it's good to talk to you.
Yeah, you're a pretty big deal, aren't you, Spalding? Pretty big deal.
Heir to the throne, you old fart. I've been out in Oxnard since the start of camp, and I never saw you media mongoloids out there even once. Do y'all see me out on the field? I would hang out after practice and make the Cowboys wide receiver try to catch passes from me while my buddy Jordan Spieth would fire paintballs at him from the film tower. Yeah, I made him catch balls for me because I have the best arm ever, Musers. Better than my stupid cousin John Steven, the golden boy from Highland Park. That douche has been C-blocking me worse than the mooch did a rinse penis. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you have an issue with your cousin John Steven?
Yeah, you know, I do, Jody. I'm so tired of everyone falling all over themselves for
Jody.
John Steven. When I know for a fact those hot water bags at HP only beat Temple in that state title game because my grandpappy threatened to level the entire town of Temple via airstrike with his fighter jets commanded by none other than First Cadet Richie Dalrymple. And they rolled over for John Stephen Temple, did. Yes, sir. Total bullshit.
Wow, so that state title was fixed.
Yeah, that game you saw is fixed, I tell you, fake musers, including you, Razor, who my grandpappy definitely does not know exists, never even heard of you. The big adventures of Spall Rubin never stop. I tell you a little inside info about the most recent shameful event involving a Cowboy high-profile player, old Ezekiel Elliott, or as I call him, the Ecstasy Ewok, and what actually happened to Clutch, that nightclub.
Yeah, so you were there that night, the night of the fight?
Well, I tell you, I was there, but it wasn't much of a fight, Georgie. Just General Jublik. Everyone thought he hit old D-Train at the nightclub. And while it is true that Zeke hit a DJ, I was actually the DJ that night. DJ Spally D, and he straight cold cocked me, man. Got me right out.
Wow, so it was actually you that Zeke punched?
Yeah, knocked me out. Then he hurtled over my lifeless body like I was a Purdue walk-on lying on the turf of the horseshoe. And the ex-CE walk wanted to hear nothing but Randy Rogers that night. He's a huge Randy fan. Surprising. I know it.
That's surprising.
Like, I don't got no red dirt records, man. And he just laid me right down. And then, you know, I got to deal with Jerry, that old sack of salary cap crap and first-round pick failure, rushed to the scene from a meeting he was having with Greg Abbott. You know, Greg Abbott is trying to sort out this whole bathroom bill thing. What's that about anyway, Georgie?
I'm not sure.
Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I don't know what that whole bathroom thing is all about.
Well, they were trying to sort that out. So Grandpappy Jerry shows up with Governor Abbott, and they throw me in a car. Abbott's doing a $120 speeding through the streets of Dallas. We pull up the park when Roosevelt jumps out and dumps me on the curb in front of a hospital. They peel out and leave me there. Unbelievable.
Oh, man, that is quite a tale. This is Spalding, the grandson of Jerry Jones. So would you say after that incident that you're on the outs with your grandfather Jerry right now?
Rough couple weeks with Grandpappy Sham Hall of Famer. I'm on the outs with the whole family, man. I was supposed to give the damn speech for Grandpappy Jerry at the Hall of Fame this Saturday. I had the whole thing written out, but now I don't even get to make the trip.
So you're not even in Canton. That's horrible.
No, I'm my ass still out here in Oxford, man, and they make me stay in a hotel room with Killer and Blake. Yeah. Oh, you're Killer and Blake. Man, what a fall from fall, you know? Because last weekend I was riding jet skis with Angela Merkel's daughter and Beyonce out here, and now I'm having a room with the soda guy.
that is a tough break, Spalding. It really is. But
unbelievable. But I tell you what, Georgie, tell you what, Razor, who Grandpappy don't know, I'll be back, and when I am, you can bet your buns you'll be hearing from me, Muser. Spall Revere is out.
Spall Revere. All right, that is allegedly Spalding, the grandson. On the outs with the Jones
family. That's unfortunate.
Right, that's terrible timing on his part.
Yeah,
such a big weekend for the whole family.